Hello and welcome to today's podcast that's part of our 2021 ProMat DX podcast series. My name is Michael Levins and I'm Group Editorial Director of Peerless Media Supply Chain Group, which of course includes Logistics Management Magazine, and I'll be your host today. Now, in our ProMat DX podcast series, we're touching base with a few key executives of companies that are participating in this year's virtual trade show floor to gain their insight into where the industry is heading as we're moving through recovery. And then, of course, we're going to learn a little bit more about how their organization is positioned to help logistics, warehouse, and distribution center operations not only gain efficiencies, but build resilience for future disruptions. Now, today, I'm joined by Kevin Ledversus. Now, Kevin is Director of Sales at Newcastle Systems, and that's an industry-leading provider of mobile-powered workstations, accessories, and power packages that help warehouses, factories, manufacturers, and retail floors operate more efficiently and more profitably. Well, welcome, Kevin. We're so glad you can join us today.
Thanks for having me, Mike.
Outstanding. Now, you know, Kevin, when we look back on this time in history, you know, we can really say with some certainty that the pandemic has actually acted as a great accelerator. Now, it immediately intensified the pressure on a freight network that was already bursting at the seams. And that in turn accelerated our acceptance of new software, automation, and best practices necessary to streamline our operations to meet pressing customer demands. That was in both order fulfillment and delivery demands, of course. Now, and that's been happening too, despite shrinking labor availability and trucking capacity. Now, Kevin, from your unique perspective, you know, how would you define the current warehouse, DC, and logistics operations environment as we roll through recovery right now?
Yeah, I think first and foremost, Mike, I think we got to look back at last year and be pretty amazed at how the supply chain, how resilient it was in the midst of a pandemic. And, you know, I think we have to give thanks to all the people in transportation logistics for keeping things moving. Mm-hmm. I mean, you had, you know, PPE and medical supplies and food and so many things that people require. And that pressure all got put back onto something that didn't have to deal with that the prior year. So all that capacity got shifted. Mm-hmm. And I think it's remarkable that they were able to withstand the storm. Having said that, and then of course, e-commerce grew 5 years in 1 year. Yeah. The growth, it's just amazing. And so as I look at the space right now, you kind of see people are doing really well and they're having to adapt. Now, when you get a 5-year spike in e-commerce, if you're in that space, it's going to level off a little bit, but that created a lot of pressure, right? So I mentioned people are looking at automation and robotics and all these tools to survive and to compete. And so some of the bigger players who are good at this offloaded some of that capacity over to 3PLs, and 3PLs saw like 81% more orders last year for e-commerce. Mm-hmm. So they had to adapt with technology. And then, of course, we forget about the small to mid-sized company who are new to this and have had to adapt. They're looking for all new technology.
Yeah.
So it's an interesting space. I'm proud of the way the supply chain, you know, they still have their challenges, obviously, but they did a good job weathering the storm, and then they're looking forward now to the future, which is bright.
Yeah, absolutely, Kevin. You're absolutely right. Those numbers were absolutely staggering over the course of the last year, and we're just starting to see some of those numbers just kind of, you know, come in, you know, over the last couple of months as we roll into 2021, and it is staggering. Now, that environment that you so well put in perspective, Kevin, what would you say during this environment, what would you say are some of the more pressing challenges for warehouse and DC operators? You mentioned that pressure, right? All that pressure coming from consumers these days. What would you say are the most pressing challenges now? Is it labor? Is it speed? Is it efficiency? A little bit all of that?
Yeah. I mean, we've been talking about labor now, it seems like forever, right?
Right.
Even with unemployment being high, a lot of that was sort of coming from the hospitality and restaurant space. Mm-hmm. But even so, the warehouse guys are telling me they're still having a hard time getting people, right? And I've always been amazed when I drive out through like Carlisle, Pennsylvania, one of the hotbeds of development for warehousing. You've got a 1 million square foot building going up, and next to it says hiring.
Right.
Who are you going to hire?
Yeah.
So that's why there's so much emphasis at a ProMat to find great ideas, because people don't seem to be gravitating towards this space. It's hard work. not the greatest of pay, and there are other alternatives to people to do work. So I think labor is never going to go away with as far as a problem. They're going to have to solve that. But it's really about speed, capacity, and accuracy. If you're being pressured to get things out, you know, world-class, an internal order cycle of time for a really good company is like 2 hours. Right. So just imagine, you get an order, it goes out in 2 hours. Well, companies who are struggling are at 2 and 3 days. They can't compete with same-day delivery or same-day shipment, so they have to react and get faster. Yeah. Then on the capacity side, if you have a warehouse that's doing X amount a week or month, and now they get 20, 30, 40% growth on top of it because of last year, how do they adapt? And how do they ramp up fast when they can't get people? So, and then last but not least, accuracy is so important. Customers are very fickle. It's a competitive space. If I buy an item and I get a bad experience, I'm going to find someone else to sell it.
Absolutely. They're going to turn on a dime.
Yeah, you can't ship the wrong things to the wrong people. Mm-hmm. And then on top of that, we have returns that are pretty much free and there's no really recourse to the buyer. I buy 5 things, I send 4 back. More pressure for the warehouse space. So I look at it as speed, capacity, and accuracy. And how do you do that with this labor crunch?
Right. So that's an interesting transition, Kevin. We just turn a little bit more internally now into what Newcastle Systems and how you're responding to those trends and challenges, Kevin. How are you guys kind of approaching this? And what are you taking into the market now to help, our readers, better solve those pressing challenges?
Right. Worker mobility. Mm-hmm. For years, we've been focused on really the front end of the business. As product comes in from a truck backs up to a door and offloads their product, it has to get received and it has to get received quickly. Mm-hmm. So if you don't have front end capacity, you're going to get clogged up on the dock. You're going to have trucks backed up and you're just not going to get those order cycle times that you need to compete. And so we're really good at doing that. We have a lot of experience and a lot of data how we can help companies get things in received, put away fast, and then shipped out the door at the other side with accuracy. Right. And so just using our product and just getting mobile, we've learned that people can be 50% more efficient, which is great when you can't get people. But also the accuracy goes up by labeling product kind of where they're standing. It's kind of simple math. When you're looking at something and labeling it, you have less mistakes.
Right. Gotcha. And you're also making it a heck of a lot easier to retain those folks once you've got them inside the warehouse and distribution center operation as well, streamlining that process. Now, let's talk a little bit more about the presence this year of ProMat DX. Obviously, with a little bit of a twist this year with the virtual format, but how are you guys using your presence at ProMat DX this year to address those challenges? Anything in specific you're going to be showing this year?
Well, we are, we're focusing on more of an all-in-one solution. So on our cards, typically there's a scanner, a printer, and some type of software package that kind of gives the customer the total value they need to get product in and out of their building faster. And so showing some of our traditional products, like our redesigned PowerSwap Nucleus, which is a lithium iron phosphate battery system, mm-hmm. and it's a little lighter, it's a little easier to use, just trying to make it a little more valuable to the user. And we have a new economical LT series with a lithium system, which is really probably the first affordable system in this space. So because more people, especially those small to mid-sized companies that are trying to, ramp up, they don't have that, budget that a large company has. So we're offering something to let them compete.
Right. So let's talk about some of the differentiating factors then, Kevin, what you guys are bringing to the show floor this year. You do have some competitors out there. What are some of the key differentiating factors to this particular solution or this particular approach that you guys are taking to on the show floor? And how does it stand apart from the competition?
Yeah, we have a lot of flavors. And so we have a lot of options depending on the application. But for the most part, our product is extremely industrial. It is designed to be put into a warehouse.
Right. Where
you have fork trucks and people who are tough on their equipment, right? They expect durability. So our product is extremely industrial. Our lithium systems are really the only, I would call, industrial battery that can power a large printer, right? Mm-hmm. To high volume printing. And it's hot swappable because more people are asking us for multiple shift applications. Again, it's the growth of e-commerce. We can't run on one shift anymore.
Right.
We need 2 shifts or 3 shifts. So hot swappable industrial products. And also this mini is it's a change because it's allowing people to enter into this mobility option for pretty low dollars. And at the end of the day, what's really neat about our product, it allows people to be untethered. Nobody really wants to plug something in anymore.
Yeah.
And that's what we're trying to bring to the table. Keep people working longer.
Right, right. Yeah, Kevin, can you share us just a quick example of maybe that mobile-powered industrial solution sort of in action? You know, how's it helped a company build efficiency and resiliency in their operations? Can you give us sort of a quick, maybe short case study or an example of how an end user can fully, you know, optimize what you're showing at the show this year?
Sure, sure. I mean, we have numerous case studies of happy customers, which we're proud of. But one is really, we're proud of this company called Direct Relief. Mm-hmm. And if you Google them, they were in the news quite a bit during COVID. They are a nonprofit company that does humanitarian relief. So when there's a tornado, a hurricane, they react. They have to get goods really quickly out the door. Yeah. And so with COVID, they were responding with PPE. You know, sending masks to doctors' offices and hospitals. And so our product is used to actually help them get more out the door faster. They get over 30% out the door faster now than they did before using our product. So we're proud of that because we kind of get to play in the space and help people. I mean, you could almost say that we're helping the COVID thing get through it faster.
Absolutely.
You know, we have companies that have saved $500,000 a year from that simple problem of mislabeling products. So typically what happens is when people are batch label printing in volume and then carrying them out to the dock, they start to make mistakes, right? Because they have this huge pile of labels. They've got to figure out where to put it.
Right.
And our units just allow them to go to the point of activity and not mislabel product anymore. And we had a customer save over $500,000 last year.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's
real savings.
That's absolutely real savings. And that's going to trickle down bottom line. And it's going to help with all, you know, just working through that efficiency, the efficiency of the operation as well. Mm-hmm. Kevin, we have a couple minutes left now. Just from a 30,000 foot perspective now, you know, we're all participating this year in ProMat DX. Can you share some key takeaways that, you know, from your perspective, as folks are sort of browsing through this year's virtual format, are there a few key takeaways that you'd like to have folks kind of, you know, take from the floor this year? Or is there anything that you'd like to have resonate with attendees this year as they're sort of browsing through this year's number of solutions and technologies?
Yeah, there's walking ProMat, as you know, Mike, it's a daunting task.
Right? It is. It's overwhelming and it's amazing at the same time. Yeah,
it is. It's often that you almost have to kind of really take your time and go through the solutions to understand them. But also you're kind of looking for that hidden gem or maybe what I would call an affordable solution to improve your process and efficiency, knowing where labor is probably going to be 2, 3, 4 years from now. Mm-hmm. So if you can find something that a solution that's, you know, within your budget and can have an immediate impact on your company, because not everybody can afford automation or robotics at this point.
Right.
Maybe someday the cost will drive down and it can. But for now, keep your eyes open for some really, you know, quick solutions that you can integrate into your facility quickly. Right. It could be simple things like storage or barcoding that's been around for forever.
But absolutely.
There's all kinds of advancements. And of course, we're in the mobility business. So anything you can do to save footsteps and touches and paper in a building is going to make you way more efficient and allow you to get a little faster, more capacity, and a little more accurate.
Absolutely. Open your eyes to all of those solutions that are right in front of you that aren't so overwhelming is what you're suggesting as well. That's and they're there for the taking right now. And that's terrific. It's just need that impetus, right? You know, that's what we're, you know, that silver lining that we're sort of reporting on here through this incredibly challenging time. Treat it as an accelerator, right? Towards better solutions and better processes. Love it. Great commentary, Kevin. We really appreciate it. Well, Kevin Liversis, we want to thank you so much. Kevin is Director of Sales at Newcastle Systems. And thank you again, Kevin, for taking part in our 2021 ProMat DX podcast series. And I hope you have a terrific show.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Mike. And we look forward to seeing people join into our virtual setting.
Outstanding. Thanks again, sir. And
thank you.
Enjoy it.